Gifty and Xmas, a short Whiz Fiddle and Gungren story by John P. Logsdon, read for you by Just Sargent. Snow covered the small town of Rangmoon as night closed in while Whiz Fiddle and Gungren made their way to Gilly's pub. Whiz Fiddle wore his standard wizardry robe and hat combination, with one slight difference. Dangling from the tip of his hat was a tiny cotton snowball. Gungren had asked about it repeatedly, but Whiz Fiddle just kept saying, "You'll see." As for Gungren, his outfit was also the same one he always wore, aside from the cotton snowball hanging from the tip of his hat.
"But I don't understand, Master. Why am we got to wear these snowball things on our hats?"
"You'll see, Gungren," grumbled Whiz Fiddle. "For the last time, you'll see."
People were waving at the duo as they purposefully made their trek across the main courtyard. There was no time for pleasantries, though. Whiz Fiddle had a timetable to keep, and he sure well planned to do that. Still, he took it upon himself to transfer an extra coin or two into the pockets of the more impoverished, not wanting them to go hungry on a night such as this, or any night for that matter. In all his grumpiness, Whiz Fiddle was a man who cared. He just wasn't fond of praise. The moment they entered good old Gilly's pub, the patrons began to double time their eating and drinking. Gilly, the great-great-great-grandson of the original Gilly, who'd started the pub with the help of Whiz Fiddle, had clearly informed everyone that the establishment would be closing early. They all knew why. Everyone who had lived in the town of Rangmoon for at least a few seasons knew why.
"Evening, Master Whiz Fiddle, sir," Gilly said, his eyes glittering. "I've already made up your special brand of ale, and have told everyone they'd be clearing out soon."
"Yes, yes," Whiz Fiddle replied,
holding up a finger as he checked over his special table.
"All well and good."
Gilly harrumphed, but Gungren reached up and adjusted Whiz Fiddle's hand so his index finger was extended, not his middle one.
"Him does that, Gilly," Gungren explained. "Him not mean the other thing."
"All right," Gilly replied, his smile returning. "Always forget that, little Gungren."
Gilly knelt down, as he was quite a large barkeep.
"This ought to be an exciting night for you, I'd imagine."
Gungren frowned.
"Why?"
"Because you'll be..."
"I believe it's time, Gilly," Whiz Fiddle interrupted. "The air is charged, and I'm sensing impending doom. Please do fetch the ale for me and the ginger ale for Gungren. You may want to bring him too. I believe he'll need it."
Whiz Fiddle then motioned around.
"And the building will need to be emptied, of course."
"Of course, Master Whiz Fiddle, sir," Gilly said,
climbing back to his feet and smiling like a man who knew something.
"Why am I needing two ginger things, Master?"
"You'll see, Gungren. You'll see."
Gungren sighed and sat down at the table across from Whiz Fiddle.
"It's time to go, you doddering fools,"
Gilly bellowed to his patrons, but not in an angry way. It was almost commanded jovially.
"The night is crisp, and the snow does fall. So get your rumps out the door, and merry Xmas to all."
As they shuffled out, each of them turned and waved at Whiz Fiddle. Some even said things like, "Top man," and "Good fella, that Master Whiz Fiddle." That left Gungren even more confused.
"Master, I don't understand."
"You'll see, Gungren."
Whiz Fiddle stopped, looking to be tired of hearing the question.
"You'll see."
The moment the last patron left the building, everything fell incredibly silent, and the air grew colder. Even the fireplace was incapable of battling the chill. Gilly rushed over with the tray of drinks, fighting to keep from shivering so badly that he may spill everything over.
"Thank you, Gilly,"
Whiz Fiddle said, dropping back his first ale and then casting a warming spell on the room.
"That will be all."
Though there were fewer teeth than there were gaps, which was a Gilly trait, the barkeep's smile was nearly blinding in its power of joy. but he clearly knew it was not wise for him to be out in the room with Wisfiddle and Gungren at the moment, because he rushed off to the stairs and climbed them two at a time.
Master!
Wisfiddle held up the correct finger this time. Gungren crossed his arms and frowned. There was a pop and a fizzle. The lights went dim, then dark. A familiar scent filled the air. It was one of old wooden chests, pine nuts and lemon zest. When the lights came back on, there was another person seated at the table with them.
Heliok?
Gungren asked, sitting up in surprise.
Hello, Gungren,
Heliok replied happily. He then glowered at Wisfiddle.
Hello, Wisfiddle.
Hello, Heliok, Wisfiddle replied, matching the fate's demeanour.
What am going on here?
Gungren demanded. He then pointed at Wisfiddle.
And don't them tell me I'll see.
Wisfiddle took another swig of ale and explained.
A long time ago, Heliok had assigned me a fate quest.
Which you promptly botched?
Wisfiddle glared, but he continued on.
Seeing that there were mistakes made on both sides, it took a little extra doing to make sure things were corrected properly.
Heliok shifted in his seat, but said nothing.
I ended up with a long life elixir.
That was not intended for you.
When all I wanted was a bag of diamonds.
Before Heliok could say anything further, Wisfiddle jumped back in, saying,
But there was one other thing I'd gotten from the deal that was to remain a secret.
What was it, Master?
I wanted to help bring one night of happiness to people throughout Onanokin, Gungren.
You did?
Wisfiddle frowned at the little giant.
Yes, Gungren, I did.
He sniffed derisively.
Anyway, I concocted a plan with the help of Heliok, and an annual ritual was born. It hadn't precisely gone the way I'd expected, but things rarely do.
What am the ritual?
Asked Gungren, his eyes wide.
What is the ritual, Gungren?
Wisfiddle attempted to correct the man's diction.
Why am you asking me? You am the one with the story.
Another sip of ale relaxed the old wizard.
Right. The ritual converts me into a particular beast for the evening. I'm able to travel from house to house in both the upper world and the underworld in only a matter of hours. It also locked Heliok into working with me to deliver gifts and needed things to people.
Gungren had been in the middle of drinking his ginger ale when the wheels in his head started to sink. He looked at Wisfiddle for a moment, then at Heliok, and then he slowly set his mug back on the table. In a moment of perfect speech, Gungren said,
Are you telling me that you two created Exmoose?
Heliok nodded gravely.
And it's been the bane of my existence every year since. The fates poke fun at me each time the blasted holiday arrives.
He leaned forward.
Master Wisfiddle is cunning, young Gungren. I'll give him that. But it was me who decided that he had been made into a moose.
The fates seemed proud of that.
Okay,
Gungren said, not understanding.
Been along,
Wisfiddle said, clearing his throat.
There's a problem.
What am I?
Asked Gungren.
What is it?
Attempted Heliok, looking at Gungren. Gungren tilted his head.
How am I supposed to know?
Wisfiddle waved his hands, knowing it was pointless to try and correct Gungren, even though he found himself doing it incessantly.
Last year marked the final running of Exmoose, Wisfiddle explained, unless I can find someone to replace Heliok this year. Exmoose will be no more. You see,
Wisfiddle added, nodding his head towards Heliok,
he's a bit of a bar humbug type. He doesn't care about this ritual, being that he's a fate.
Not entirely true,
Heliok defended himself.
Oh, I'll admit that early on it was quite the bother. And I'll also state that being constantly ribbed by my fellow fates is not an enjoyment. Still, I will also say that it's been humbling, seeing the smiling faces on the morning of Xmas when they awaken to gifts and treats.
Wizfiddle appeared taken aback by the admission, but he wisely did not tease.
"Then are you certain you want to stop?" he asked.
"Want to? No, I honestly do not want to stop. And believe me when I say I'm more surprised by that than anyone. Unfortunately, you know how these things work. A fate quest has special rules, and I am encumbered by them."
He drummed his fingers on the table.
"Sadly, if a proper replacement is not made, Xmas will not happen this year or any going forward."
They both turned to look at Gungren, who felt suddenly put upon.
"Why are them looking at me like that?"
"Because, Gungren," Wizfiddle said, "we both believe you would be the perfect person to ride on my back and deliver the gifts every year."
Gungren's eyes looked as if they were going to pop out of his head.
"Really? Me?"
"I can think of nobody with a better heart," Wizfiddle said.
"No arguing that, wizard," agreed Heliok.
The two men glanced at each other, as if finally finding a piece of ground they could both stand on.
"Well, Gungren," Wizfiddle asked, "what do you say?"
"Huh?"
Gungren replied, shaking himself.
"Will you be gifty on Xmas?"
Gungren couldn't even reply, he was so choked up. He just nodded his head furiously as his gap-toothed smile lit up the room. It was so bright it had made Gillies pale in comparison. Heliok and Wizfiddle shared that smile, until they looked at each other anyway.
"Right,"
Heliok said, growing serious.
"Well, then, by the power of the fates, and in conjunction with continuing the festival known as Xmas, I hereby bestow on Gungren the title of Gifty from this point forward, awarding him not only the magical ability to ride upon the beast known as Xmas, but also to conjure exactingly proper gifts to set into houses and pockets, as the case may be, for one night per year."
A shimmering of light covered Gungren for a moment, but he didn't feel any different.
"I don't feel nothing," he said. "Are I supposed to feel something?"
"You will when you climb on the back of Xmas,"
Heliok said, patting Gungren on the head.
"I dare say I envy you."
He then snapped his fingers and disappeared. Wizfiddle took in a deep breath and let it out. He then dropped back the remaining ale and pushed for Gungren to do the same with his ginger ale. Once they were done, Wizfiddle staggered out the back door of Gilly's pub and out into the snow.
"What do we do now, master?"
"You see, Gungren?"
With that, Wizfiddle waved his hands in the air and said, "Glitter, glotter, glimmer goose, make me into the big Xmas." A flash of lightning flew from the sky and hit the old wizard square on the top of the head, blinding Gungren. When Gungren's vision came back, he found that he was looking at a massive moose who was wearing Wizfiddle's hat, including the little snowball.
"Master?"
Gungren said, fear in his eyes.
"Get on me back, Gungren," the moose said, "and no jokes about me mooseness."
"But I don't feel any different, master."
"Get on me back."
Dutifully, Gungren walked over as Wizfiddle dropped himself down. The little giant climbed aboard. Once Wizfiddle stood back up, he said,
"You see the X on the top of me head?"
"Yes, master."
"Heliok, in his grand wisdom, and the fact that he's a right weenie, made it so Gifty would only turn into Gifty the moment he put his foot on that X."
"And that why you am the X, moose?"
"Yes, Gungren," Wizfiddle grunted. "Do note that we use a lowercase X, though."
"Okay."
Gungren reached out his foot and cautiously stepped on the X. An instant later, his body tingled and his mind filled with power. In the blink of an eye, he knew he could summon the perfect gift for anyone in the world. He knew he could tell who'd been naughty and who'd been nice. Most of all, though, he knew that he was now a permanent part of a most wonderful tradition in all of Onanokin.
This am great, Master.
This is great, Gungren,
Whizfiddle groaned.
That am what I just said.
Without another word, Whizfiddle jaunted forward and lifted up into the air. Gungren felt the rush of air on his face as his heart swelled, understanding now why they had the little snowballs on their hats. Everyone knew that Gifty and Exmoose wore those when they delivered presents.
Thank you, Master,
he said.
This am the best Exmoose present ever.
There were many people to attend to on Exmoose, and Whizfiddle didn't want to disappoint. Something told him that having Gungren as Gifty would ensure that would never happen. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great Exmoose season. You have been listening to Gifty and Exmoose, a short Whizfiddle and Gungren story by John P. Logsdon, and read for you by Just Sargent. Text copyright 2020 by John P. Logsdon. Production copyright 2021 by John P. Logsdon.